Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The big question a lot of people are asking this morning is the president a drag at the ballot box? The Washington Post is up with a story looking at how there is mounting concerns about the president's midterm role after a rough showing Wednesday by Republican candidates. The New York Times writes that Trump believes he is indispensable on the campaign trail, but that ignores the reality of his controversy-laden tenure in the Oval Office, and that it is undermining the Republican candidates he is trying to save.
Here's a message you should expect to hear a lot more from some conservative House Republicans. The LA Times has a piece up about California Congressman Devin Nunes speaking at a recent fundraiser where he made the case that if Jeff Sessions won't unrecuse himself and Bob Mueller won't clear the president, Republicans must keep their majority to protect Trump. The president is at his house in Bedminster. The only item on his public schedule is a prison reform roundtable with state leaders this afternoon.
Buffalo News is reporting that Representative Chris Collins was defiant at an evening press conference in downtown Buffalo, where he said he, quote, acted properly and within the law at all times. Collins also said he would remain on the ticket. Meanwhile, in Kansas, the Kansas City Star reports that Kris Kobach said he has no plans to recuse himself from a recount in the governor's race. He appeared to backtrack on that a bit in a Fox News interview, where he said, if his opponent insists he recuse himself, we can certainly do that.
The drama isn't just happening on the Republican side. David Siders breaks down how Bernie Sanders hasn't been the kingmaker in the 2018 election that many expected. Many of the candidates he has supported have lost their primaries. Here's the latest in the Manafort trial from our colleague Josh Gerstein. Rick Gates is done testifying. The prosecution plans to call 8 more witnesses and is expected to rest its case Friday afternoon. Manafort's defense will get their shot next week.
For your radar, Vox is reporting that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told North Korea to cut its nuclear arsenal by 60-70%. And the talker of the morning, the Daily Beast is reporting that Omarosa has secretly recorded audio of the president and has played it for people as she shopped her new tell-all book titled Unhinged.
On Russia, the Tampa Bay Times is reporting that Bill Nelson said Russians have penetrated some Florida voter registration systems. The state has said they have no information to support that claim. NBC News is reporting that the Trump administration is putting new sanctions on Russia to punish it for using chemical weapons against a former spy in England. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.